Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm Paul Graham. In the studio, Carrie Elves, who is manager of Future Students Department. We've talked about the open house, and that's coming up Saturday, March 24th. We'll tell you more about it as we end off the show as to where to go to register. But I thought we've probably created, Carrie, a number of questions about recruiting itself. What is it exactly, recruiting?
So student recruitment, I guess the way you can explain it is we sell post-secondary, or we share the opportunity of post-secondary to future students. So my team, the recruiters, are the ones that go out and are the face of the institution. So we, you know, go to career fairs, we go to high schools and do presentations, we go to post-secondary transfer fairs, and we go out and just share the opportunity.
So
we
are you ever in the office?
I am. I'm really lucky. I'm not a recruiter anymore. I was for 5 years, but no, I mean, the team is on the road. They are out and about quite a bit. They do come back. They've got a lot of work they need to do to catch up on, but they're out visiting so many different places trying to meet with as many students as they can.
Must be a lot of effort involved in recruiting, especially non-international students.
It is a lot of effort. I mean, the Future Students team itself, I have 4 full-time recruiters.
Wow.
And for an institution of 14,000 students and also open learning, we have a challenge, and you know, we do a lot. And so really something to keep in mind is that recruitment is the job of the entire university as well. So we represent TRU no matter what department or faculty we work in. So we really rely on everybody to get the word out in a positive way about TRU and our opportunities. But yeah, my team of 4 and my co-op student who mans our front desk, thank goodness for her, are the ones that go out. So we do a lot.
Your HR background comes in handy, I'll bet.
It does, absolutely.
So there you
trying
go.
To manage schedules and workloads and, yeah.
I'm thinking Canada is an awful big country, Carrie, and there's a lot of these different career fairs. How do you manage your schedule?
That's a really good question, and we do the best we can. So prioritizing, that's what we have to do, which
yeah.
is often really hard. How do you decide, you know, what city, what career fair, what school to visit over another? And so we kind of focus on certain key areas. So obviously, we are an institution in Kamloops. We are a university city. Our priority is our region. So in our own backyard, going and chatting with students at our local high schools, and our region goes as far north as Williams Lake. So we do have a campus in Williams Lake.
Okay.
It goes as far as Sycamuse, down to Vernon, Princeton, and Merritt. So that
It's almost like the interior, then.
It's the interior, yeah.
And Okanagan, yeah.
Yeah, next to, you know, us and NVIT and UBC Okanagan and UBC, we're the only, you know, this is where we are. This is our backyard. So we spend a lot of time here. And we get a lot of students from the Lower Mainland, too. So we've done a couple of things in the Lower Mainland. But when in the fall, when we do our actual recruitment season, we do the entire province as much as we can. We do that with a collaborative group with 29 other institutions in BC.
Wow.
So we all recruit together. It's all organized to try to get to as many places as we can. That's all over BC. So you can imagine our recruiters are on the road for like 9 weeks at a time. They're exhausted. They're amazing.
But you get outside the province too, really.
We do, yeah. So really we focus on Alberta. So Alberta is a good market for us. We spend a lot of time in Calgary. And we also have a Kelmook student recruiter, which is Chiquot machine for First Nations or Native person.
Uh-huh.
That's Kara Basil from our team. And so I'm kind of jealous, but she has been spending some time in the Northwest Territories and in Yukon. So she'll be heading up there soon again to just chat with future students. So honestly, we primarily focus in Northwest Territories in Alberta. But if time permits and schedule, we do go out east a little bit. Sometimes we have found ourselves in the prairies, like Winnipeg. I know you're from Winnipeg and Saskatchewan for some really big career fairs.
You know, it's pretty amazing you are getting students. You mentioned Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 very big universities there, the U of W and U of M.
Yeah.
And you're managing to lure some students from there.
We do have some students. And the reason we went into Winnipeg was we had a co-op student that started with us a few years ago from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So she really got that ball rolling on getting the word out and sharing the opportunities of TRU. Honestly, a lot of people from the prairies want to come out west. But maybe they don't want to go to a bigger city. And Kamloops is a great.
They're just tired of winter. That's all.
They're tired of Winnipeg. Yeah. Yes, but although our winter is starting to feel a lot like Winnipeg.
It's a little worse, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we have some really unique programs, and students are looking for something different. And we are a teaching-focused university with a focus on undergraduate research, where those ones in the prairies are larger research-intensive focus, really focusing on graduate programs. So it's a great choice, TRU.
I would imagine that you and your recruiters get some really interesting questions. What kind of questions would you get from prospective students?
So the typical question that we get is, do you have this?
Yeah.
Do you have kinesiology? That's a big one.
Do you have what?
Exactly, kinesiology. And I always ask, what do you want to do with that? And do you know what that is? It's a good conversation.
What is it?
Kinesiology is, you know, the study of human movement and physiology. So a lot of students will start in that to go into something like occupational therapy or physical therapy, which is a master's level program.
Okay.
So people want to go into sports medicine. They want to be coaches. It's a really nice word, kinesiology. So they get intrigued by it. The number one question, of course, is what are your admission requirements?
Okay.
What is your admissions average? So students want to know if they have taken the right courses in high school to get in. And so it's a little bit more complicated to answer that at TRU, because every single one of our programs has a different set of admission requirements and prerequisites. So that's why we encourage students to visit our website, check out the view book, or just come chat with us in the future students office and we'll walk them through it. But that's the number one question. What do I need to get in? And how do I apply?